This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
As well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. If at any time you would like to call in, please stick to the topic or add to the topic. That number is 1-866-582-9933. I want to give a shout-out to 1240 AM and 98.5 FM in Durango, Colorado. 1240 AM, 98.5 FM, Durango, Colorado. Thank you for your trust, as well as KKXX 930 AM and 104. FM in Chico, California. KKXX 930 AM and 104. FM in Chico, California. Again, thank you for your trust. Folks, again, if you'd like to call in at any time, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. If this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. Friends, love him or hate him, he was right when he said it. The President of the United States of America at one point said, if you don't know where you came from, you don't know where you're going. And he's exactly right. If you don't know where you came from, you don't know where you're going. We know that during the Revolutionary War, the flags that were flying were appeal to heaven and no king but King Jesus. Read Acts 4:12, John 14:6 when you get a moment. We know that 25 of the 56 signers had seminary degrees. We also notice that Thomas Paine was the least religious of our forefathers, friends. And during that time, he was over during the Revolutionary War in France rebuking scientists who were attempting to take praise that belonged unto God unto themselves. Now, I want you to slow down in thought for a moment and think with me, if you would. Science, Webster's 1828, defines out as the study of creation. Scientists today, like back then during the Revolutionary War, were attempting to take away the praise that belonged to God unto themselves. They discover what God creates, and then they want to get the Lord out of the way. How does that make sense? It doesn't. I just wanted to make clear on that point. So again, 25 of the 56 signers had seminary degrees. Just a couple weeks ago, I had a guy in his ignorance say to me, well, we know that our forefathers were deists. They were raised up during the Enlightenment period, and they were this, that, and the other thing. In other words, what he was doing was parroting everything his communist professor taught him. And like I've shared with my listeners, friends, that I live rural, and where I live rural, we have farmers every spring that plow up the soil. And then I ask my sons, what sort of harvest is that going to bring forth? What is the harvest of that farmer going to be in the fall time? And they say, well, we don't know until the fall time. But we're going to know in the fall time exactly what they were planting in the springtime, aren't we? Well, of course, Dad. The fruit bears witness to the seed. That's exactly right. How do we deny the fact that 86% professors, hypocrites, a good portion of them, by the way, profess to be Christians in this country? We're clearly a Christian nation, which shows us we're in the harvest period to understand what sort of seeds our forefathers had sown. You reap what you sow, and here we are today. Okay? So, for the record, let the fruit bear witness to the seed. We are a Christian nation. Nobody can deny this. When you go to Washington, D.C., you go to the Washington Monument, and you go up to that aluminum tip of the capstone on the Washington Monument, and in Latin, the phrase, Laus Deo, declares that praise be to God. Praise be to God. Okay? And along the stairways to that height are 190 carved tributes donated by states, cities, individuals, associations, and foreign governments acknowledging that our God is the God of creation, which nobody can deny. Read Daniel 3 when you get a moment. The blocks resound with quotations on the way up to the tip of the aluminum tip of the capstone at the Washington Monument in Washington, D.C. You know, I hear people all the time say, well, Bradley, they were Masons. They were this, that, and the other thing. Really? Are the Masons getting praise? Are the Masons the ones that are being praised here, or is it the Lord that's being praised here? Because when you look at the stairs, it bears witness, again, as to who's being praised. In Exodus 28, on the stairs, resound with quotations from Scripture to the tip of the Washington Monument. Holiness to the Lord. I didn't recite back to you, friends, holiness to the Masons. No, holiness to the Lord God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. It's inscribed on the stairs, John 5:39. Search the Scriptures. Wow. Proverbs 10:7 is inscribed on the stairs up to the tip, the aluminum tip of the capstone at the Washington Monument in Washington, D.C. The memory of the just is blessed. Exactly right. And such invocations as, may heaven to this union continue its benefits. I'm not making this up. It's what's right in front of the American people's eyes. And isn't it interesting? It's right in front of their eyes, but they continuously parrot what they're told by those that are trying to revise their history. Whoa! We all know that when we go to Washington, D.C., and we go to the Supreme Court, on the backside of the Supreme Court building, there's a huge mural of Moses holding the Ten Commandments, like, thou shalt have no other gods before me, and thou shalt not make unto thyself any graven image, a God that doesn't mind you lying, stealing, cheating, so on and so forth. Your God doesn't exist. Holding tablets that recite scriptures like the third commandment, thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain, for the Lord will not hold him guiltless that taketh his name in vain. In other words, you better practice what you preach. Read Matthew 23, verse 3 as well. Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy, folks. Heart to man. I'm sorry, heart to God, hand to man. No done works, done unto servile works, which means for self. The fifth commandment is honor your father and your mother. It's the first commandment with promise that you may live long upon the earth. Number six is thou shalt not kill. Jesus said even if you're angry with your brother, you're in danger of the judgment. Jesus said thou shalt not commit adultery. With this on the back of the Supreme Court in the United States, Jesus said even if you look at a woman to lust after, you've already committed adultery with her in your heart. Well, I mean, this is what's inscribed on the Supreme Court, friends, in Moses and the Ten Commandments, like thou shalt not steal and thou shalt not lie and thou shalt not covet. That means to desire that which belongs to somebody else. This is all on the Supreme Court of the United States of America. And what does it say right under Moses? Justice, the guard of liberty.
This is Rob Pugh from Wisconsin Christian News. I'm proud to partner with the Sons of Liberty. We're a national Christian newspaper available now in all 50 states. We have some of the very best writers in the entire country, including Bradley Dean. Check out our website and subscribe. Online, print, or better yet, get both at a discount for ease of sharing and accessible anywhere. And please consider donating to help our ministry continue and grow across the nation and around the world. Check us out, WisconsinChristianNews.com.
Catherine Booth, wife of William Booth, who founded the Salvation Army, once said, "Opposition. It is a bad sign for the Christianity of this day that it provokes so little opposition. If there were no other evidence of it being wrong, I should know it from that. When the church and the world can jog along together comfortably, you may be sure there is something wrong. The world has not altered. Its spirit is exactly the same as it ever was. And if Christians were equally faithful and devoted to the Lord and separated from the world, living so that their lives were reproof to all ungodliness, the world would hate them as much as it ever did. It is the church that is altered, not the world. And that's why we need your support at the Sons of Liberty. Our message has not changed, and it's literally the truth that the world is dying to hear. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click on the Spread the Word button to find out how you can become a son or daughter of liberty today and support our cause that is changing this nation."
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com, Facebook, Bradley Dean, Twitter, Bradley Dean 1, double E, okay, Bradley Dean 1, Sons of Liberty Media, YouTube, major suppression going on here, friends, so do check them out. If your ears are hearing what I'm conveying to you, there's a reason they're attempting to suppress this information. If it wasn't true, they would leave me alone, friends, but they are not leaving this ministry alone. They've been harassing this ministry for 20 years now. And I'm talking about corruption within the United States of America, not without. Also wanted to let you know you can jump over to Sons of Liberty Media, YouTube, dash Bradley Dean, double E. You're going to enjoy the videos. There's several hundred. We should have a brand new one going up again in about a week here. We just posted one late last week. As you well know, we just got back from the state fair. We did 12 days, 12 hours a day. 144 hours in a row, and this is the 14th year that we have been out there, friends. So with that said, thank you for the honor, those in Minnesota, and we have been busy doing what we're doing here, friends, concerning the Great Commission. We are called to be, the church is called to be the light of the world. We are called to bring the answers to the world, friends. We are called to be repairers of the breach. We're not to make excuses as to why we are in the position that we are in. We are to be a part of the answer, not a part of the problem. And that's exactly what we've been doing by the power of the Holy One of Israel, as we are led by the Spirit of God. For as many are led by the Spirit of God, yea, these are sons and daughters of God. Amen. Romans 8:14. With that said, friends, let's get back to this, because I was just highlighting the fact that we know our history. You don't know where you came from if you don't know where you came from. So what is that? Woo! Woodrow Wilson. Let me give you the exact quote. Let's just do this again. "We are trying to do a futile thing if we do not know where we came from or what we have been about," said Woodrow Wilson, the 28th president of the United States of America. By the way, he believed that God put him in the position of the presidency of the United States of America. Also, pay attention to what he allowed during his tenure in office. America was born a Christian nation, said Woodrow Wilson. America was born to exemplify the devotion to the elements of righteousness which are derived from the revelations of Holy Scripture. This is what he said. So the point that I'm making is if you don't know where you came from, you don't know where you're going, right? And it's also important that, folks, as I'm highlighting what's above the Supreme Court chambers, namely Moses and the Ten Commandments, keep in mind, I don't know that I got off during that last segment, what it states right under the Ten Commandments, like thou shalt not lie, thou shalt not steal, thou shalt not commit adultery, going to the first tablet, you know, like thou shalt have no other gods before me, you know, so on and so forth, thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain. I'm being sporadic, but I'm going back and forth from the second tablet to the first tablet concerning the Ten Commandments and the two tablets that Moses is holding above the Supreme Court chambers. Okay? And it says under his feet, justice, the guardian of liberty. Friends, this is what I want you to know. Right must always be right. Truth must always be truth, and purity must always be purity. Right and wrong is a permanent fixture of morality that God established through, guess what? The Ten Commandments that cannot be moved or shifted from their proper place. Because you cannot bring right down to a lower level because others may want it lowered to fit their lawless lifestyles, yet it must be where it always is. You know, I want to ask you something. Is because we're seeing this today in America. Is crime to replace the law that produces liberty? Because you live in a system now where the CIA-controlled mainstream media is constantly promoting the propagandists and the useful idiots are continuously promoting, friends, crimes rather than the law to prosecute the crimes. And we need to put that in perspective. Read Isaiah 59 when you get a moment. I'm asking the question. Is crime to replace the law that produces liberty? If you say no, then why is it happening today in America? Because that's no good for society, any society, because it produces bondage, not liberty. Do away with the law and you have no crime. Romans 3:20, read it when you get a moment. And criminals love that mentality. And the criminals that I'm highlighting right now are those that are sitting in the Supreme Court chambers. From the executive branch to the legislative branch to the judicial branch. We're in the state that we're in today because they have forgotten the God that gave the law that produces liberty in whom his son, Jesus Christ, fulfilled. We're saved by grace through faith and that not of ourselves. It is the gift of God. Ephesians 2:8. Read Romans 3:31 as well when you get a moment to put it into perspective. Hebrews 8:10, Hebrews 10:8, Isaiah 42:21, Psalm 40 verse 8, going back and forth. So you can understand that Christ came to fulfill the law, not to do away with the law, Matthew 5. Okay? So, right is right eternally. We can all agree, correct? Yeah. And right is right eternally, therefore it cannot be wrong. Because you cannot lift up wrong and make it somewhat right, can you? No, you can't. But somehow they're trying to teach a new generation that what's wrong is somehow right because you say it's okay. Now that's licentious, that's lasciviousness, that's ignorance, friends. Okay? That's people that are adhering to the lie that is going to damn their soul if they continue on in sin. I didn't say it, Jesus said it. Okay? Because we've all heard the lawless try to excuse themselves of doing that which is right, just, and true by saying, well, for example, I was born that way. I was completely born this way, or I just can't help myself. I want you to think about this, because this stuff is great information, and it sets you free, and it sets your mind to the mind of God through Christ and by the Holy Ghost. What am I talking about? Folks, listen. I was born this way. For example, let's say there's a homosexual. They all like to, well, they're mad at God. They're at war with God, and it's a war they're going to lose if they don't come to terms and turn from their sin and put their faith in Jesus Christ. It's just that simple. Acts 20, verse 21, Galatians 3:24. But we hear these people all the time say, I was born this way. Well, King David said that he was born in iniquity, okay? But for me to excuse myself and blame God like Pete Buttigieg, this clown, by the way, at the Minnesota State Fair, there was nobody at his booth. Again, just to show you the support they are not getting, the only support they get is the lie that the, again, the mainstream media gives to life to the lie that Pete Buttigieg is an actual candidate, friends. Okay, remember, this is the guy that blamed God for the way he was. That's craziness. That's blasphemy, right? But again, just trying to take it over to something that I've just experienced recently. You hear these people all the time say that, well, I was born this way. Or I just can't help myself. Folks, this is very specious, but I want you to understand that it's utterly false. And by the way, they know it's false. They know it's a lie. Because man's inability is not the kind which removes responsibility. I want to say that again. Man's inability is not the kind which removes responsibility. You are going to give an account before God on Judgment Day. Read Acts 17:31. You're going to give an account for every single idle word you've ever spoken. You're going to give an account for every single idle thought you've ever thought a day in your life. Well, you say to yourself, well, how then can we be saved? Put your faith in Jesus Christ. You surrender to the God of Israel and say, Lord, I'm a sinner saved by grace. Empower me by the grace to be saved from myself for your purposes and for your glory. You understand? That's what the law does, is it brings you to the cross where it can do no more. Remember what Augustine said? He said the law detects, Romans 3:20, it detects the sin. That's all it does. And grace fulfills, but you're washed by the water and you're washed by the blood. The water sanctifies. John 17, sanctify us by thy truth. Thy word is truth, right? And we want to be washed from our sins in the blood of Jesus Christ. Revelations 1:5. Unto him who loved us and washed us from our sins in his own blood. Amen. Hallelujah. Okay? And then we ask for the Holy Ghost. If we're baptized for the dead, then we need the Holy Ghost to rise through us that Christ might be glorified. Read Romans 6, the whole of the chapter. Okay? Because we're called to be witnesses of the resurrection. Period. Okay? But the only people that understand the life of Christ are those that are dead and baptized, that have been crucified to the cross, friends. And crucified. I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but Christ that liveth in me. And the life that I now live in the flesh, I live in by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. Okay? It's what he does through me by giving the life to the glory of the Father and the leading of the Holy Ghost to bring me whithersoever I don't always want to go. Hello? Amen? But I want to step all over this hogwash that these homosexuals or sinners try to give by saying, well, I'm born this way. I can't do anything about the way I was born. Matter of fact, we just went down to the Minnesota State Fair this morning. We just got back. We seen another church sign that said, God loves you exactly how he made you. Really? That's right. How he made you. He didn't make you a sinner. You chose to sin and to commit the act of defiling yourself and breaking God's moral law, 1 John 3:4. We're going to come right back to this in just a minute.
Are you intrigued by Paranormal Talk Radio? You'll love the new Paranormal Radio app from TalkStream Live. You'll find a great selection of talk shows covering UFOs, ghosts, strange phenomena, and much more. Download the Paranormal Radio app now and start listening to the very best in paranormal talk entertainment. The Paranormal Radio app, free in Google Play and the iOS App Store.
Hey, is that a new music app?
Yeah, check it out. Surfer Music Discovery. It links to thousands of online stations, but the twist is you see the song names and artists that are now playing live.
That's different. No guessing. Looks like a waterfall of music.
So many formats. Rock, oldies, country, R&B, jazz, and a whole lot more.
How's that spelled?
Surfer. S-U-R-F-R.
Is it expensive?
It's free. No need to sign up or sign in.
Get the Surfer Music app free from Google Play or the App Store.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. The National Hurricane Center estimates Hurricane Dorian will arrive off the coast of South Carolina early Thursday. Charleston Mayor John Teckenberg says most people on the coast should know the drill by now.
If you live in a residence that flooded over the last 4 years between the 2015 storm, Matthew, Irma, you should evacuate your residence and move to higher ground and stay out of harm's way.
As peace talks continue with the Taliban in hopes of withdrawing troops from Afghanistan, 2020 Democratic presidential candidate and Congresswoman Tulsi Gabbard tells folks at a meet and greet in Iowa, we need to bring our troops home.
Their continued presence is not going to even begin to solve the deeper systemic problems that face the Afghan government.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand and you care about your credit, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it'll take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 6 million people with credit card debt. Without destroying your credit, they can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. The program works. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-406-0046. 800-406-0046. That's 800-406-0046. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services, Inc. 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 1492. Oregon DM 80092. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation. Commission license number DC 83. Service may adversely affect an individual's credit. Non-payment of debt may lead to additional finance charges or collections activity, including legal action, not a loan company.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, 1-866-582-9933. I want to give a shout-out to Michael Roach. Before it's news, thank you for the broadcast. You can also watch us over on sonsoflibertymedia.com as well. Lots of live chat friends. And we just appreciate it. We're actually growing this right now. We're just kind of testing the waters. Every once in a while, you kind of get a bad signal through Wi-Fi, and it's like you just started to build an audience, and then all of a sudden it crashed. It's because of our location, and it's because of working with companies that could care less about how good your Wi-Fi is. But if you'd like to check it out, sometimes it works great. For the most part, it does. It's on sonsoflibertymedia.com. Go to the right. You can just go ahead and click it on and check it out from there. Cool? And I go back and forth with my live chat friends. And by the way, thank you to my live chat friends. You guys keep things alive over there because we got too many people that are just a little too skittish out there that are making themselves sheep so the wolves can devour. They haven't understood this to the fullest degree, but I continuously try to highlight these things, friends, that if you make yourself sheep, the wolves will devour, and that's why they are devouring. The way to put a stop to that is stand up. If you're tired of them riding your back, stand up. Okay, concerning what's going on in this country. But I'm talking about right must always be right now. Okay, and it's important that you understand how people love to just excuse themselves and say, well, God made me this way. Really? Okay, so God made you a homosexual. Well, Pete Buttigieg said so. I mean, what he did is just replaced God's word with his word, and he wants you to believe it all the way to hell. You know, the Bible says in Deuteronomy 30:19, it says, I call heaven and earth to record this day against you, that I have set before you life and death, both blessing and cursings. Therefore, choose life, that both you and your seed may live. So I see where it just told me to make a choice. Okay? If I come up to a T in a road, and one says dead end to the left, and the other one says right, to the highway, which one do you think common sense would tell me? I would make the right choice and not go to the left where the dead end is. I would go to the right so I'd get on the highway, right? Highway of holiness. Read Isaiah 36 when you get a moment. And it's absolutely amazing to me how people, when they're busted doing something, they've been taught to make excuses and to even go so far as to blame God for the choices that they made. Or if that one doesn't work, you know what they say? Well, the devil made me do it. Listen, brother, deceived one, sister, deceived one. The devil didn't make you do anything that you didn't choose to do, period. Unless you're possessed. And don't sit there and blame the devil for the choices that you're making. When you go to Romans 6, it says, "Know ye not that to whom you yield yourselves servants to obey, his servants you are to whom you obey, whether of sin unto death or of obedience unto righteousness." But what did he say after that? "But God be thanked that I've obeyed that form of doctrine that's been given unto me." You sit there and point your finger at God for the choices that you make? Folks, that's blasphemy, and you can rest assured the wrath of God abides upon the children of disobedience. And who are the children of disobedience? Those that make the choice to continue on in their sin. Jesus said that you will die in your sin. And what is sin? It's breaking God's law, transgressing God's law. 1 John 3:4. Okay? It's not going to work, friends. Not going to work. Let the Holy Ghost come in and convict you of sin, righteousness, and judgment. Don't think the Lord's going to bless you in known sin. You are sadly mistaken. The Holy Ghost comes to convict men in sin, not to bless. And that is a blessing, by the way, if you can see it through the right eyes, if it brings you to the Christ in so many different ways. So when we hear the lawless try to excuse themselves by saying, "You know what, I was born this way," or I just can't help myself. Again, that's utterly false, friends, because man's inability is not the kind which removes responsibility. Responsibility. You know, young people are today taught in the public church in America today, the whore across the boards for the most part, easy, hands down. You know, that we're not to judge. Yet that's what Scripture teaches me, friends, that we're to judge righteous judgment. And if I love my brother, I'm not going to allow sin to be upon him. I'm going to warn him. In Leviticus 19:7, go to 2 Chronicles 19:10. What does it tell us? What did Jesus do when he came to the earth, friends, 2,000 years ago? Repent. Repent for what? Your sin. For the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Believe. Follow me. Take up your cross. Read John 7:17. It's common sense, friends. Everything we do is a choice. But young people today, they're taught, "Thou shalt not judge." Nope. You know, so what they do is when they get out of church, okay, they go in church, they act all pious, right? Because they have to, because that's what the grown-ups have taught them, Luke 7:35. But when they walk outside the church door, what do? They get in their car, they turn on their Metallica or their Pantera, they crank up the tunes, they start getting a little heavy on their right foot, right? They're going 70 in a 55-mile-an-hour zone. All of a sudden, the police officer pulls them over, and as the cop pulls them over, walks up to them and says, "You know, that speed limit was," he points his finger at the law, making reference to the law, right? And says, "You have just violated the law by 15 miles an hour. You are going 70 miles an hour in a 55 mile an hour zone." And you know what that kid was just taught in church, friends? "Thou shalt not judge." You know what the kid does? He looks up at the cop and says, "Who are you to judge me?" You know what else that kid taught? To take responsibility is the furthest thing in their minds. You know what they do? They blame their foot. "Sir, my foot got a little heavy. My foot got a little heavy. Don't blame me. It was my foot's fault. And furthermore, who are you to judge?" You know what else that young person's taught, friends, in the churches in America today? And by the way, justice guards our liberties. And furthermore, did you know that the Lord is known by the judgments that he executes? Read Jeremiah 9:24. Read Psalm 101, friends. "You that love the Lord, hate evil. Love that which is good." Read Ezekiel 44:23. You know what else that kid does? When that police officer gives that kid a ticket that just got out of church, when he heard the hireling from the pulpit say, "Thou shalt not judge, judge not, lest you be judged." Really? Really? Okay, cool. I get it. Mark 7. Put it into context, fool. Twist not Scripture the way Satan twisted Scripture, fool. Because that's what they are. And they all the while know. You know why they're so lenient with other men's sins? You know why they preach messages like that, friends? Because they themselves are guilty of it. You want to know why a man doesn't preach against sin from the pulpit? Follow him home and you'll know why. That kid's taught by his horror hireling from the pulpit in America today, thou shalt not judge. The cop gives him a ticket. The kid is taught to blame his foot, to blame the cop. And then the next thing that happens is when the cop writes the ticket out, the kid rips up the ticket and throws it at the cop's feet and says, who are you to judge me? Almost as if to suggest that it was the cop's fault that this kid was speeding 70 in a 55 mile an hour zone. What does that bring us? It endangers everybody, doesn't it? Yep. That's why justice guards our liberties, right? Establish justice within the gate, Ephesians 5, right? And then when you have judgment turned backwards, like I'm highlighting right now, you can read Isaiah 59. There it is. Judgment's turned backwards. Your sins have separated you between you and your God. Why? Because you haven't repented for because of them. Before God. I was just saying, friends, man's inability is not the kind which removes responsibility. Sin is moral, not physical. Never fall into the error that moral inability will be an excuse for sin. Okay? Now, for those that are still just kind of hanging there, trying to figure out, well, I need a clearer understanding. Here you have it. When a man becomes such a liar that he cannot speak the truth, is he thereby exempted from the duty of truthfulness? Come on, I'm just asking. Smarty pants, wise guys, those that are pointing the finger at me as the messenger for telling you what the Word of God declares? Is it true, friends? When a man becomes such a liar that he cannot speak the truth, is he thereby exempted from the duty of truthfulness? Because he, after all, he can't help himself. He was born that way. Is that going to fly? Absolutely not. It's like this kid that was taught, thou shalt not judge in church, right? And gets pulled over for speeding and then rips the final stages to rip the ticket up and throw it at the cop's feet and say, who are you to judge me? What's going to happen to that kid? He's going to be incarcerated, right? And rightfully so, because common sense comes into play. Isn't that right? Yeah, that's right. And you know what that cop's going to do? He's going to call his buddy. He's going to get a little backup. And that cop's going to pull up. And he's going to say, you know what, this kid just, he was just in church, man. And he was taught, thou shalt not judge. And this kid was speeding 70 and 55 mile an hour zone. And, you know, the kid blamed his foot and he blamed me. And then he took my ticket and he ripped it up and threw it at my feet. And the kid thought it was, he was totally justified. Well, the other guy's going to say, well, where's he at now? Well, I got him in handcuffs. He's in the back of my car. And he's going to be laughing the whole time, just like the rest of the world's laughing at you. Because you don't take responsibility. That's the problem. That's why you have crime in the church. It's why you have crime in government. Because you fail to take responsibility for yourselves before God. You know, speaking of which, I'm just thinking of this right now as it comes to my aid. When I go over to Psalm 94, I look at Scripture and it's so true. And I'm thinking of Psalm 94, verse 16. And you know, the Lord looks to the church and he asks the question, who will rise up for me against the evildoers? Or who will stand up for me against the workers of lawlessness? In Psalm 94, verse 16. I was just asking my wife on the way back home, honey, how many people, since we've been in ministry for the last 20 years, actually understand where this country is at? Actually have in their hearts a whole understanding of how far things are gone in this country. But they can be brought back by the mercy and grace of God. Friends, we thought of two people, and then we had to get rid of one of them right away. And then the second one came up, and we thought, well, man, that guy got flaky too. Friends, Christ is our only hope. We're going to come right back to this. Love this topic.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, I'm a Sons of Liberty listener. I listen to Bradley almost every day. He tells us what we need to hear instead of what we want to hear, unlike most shows that you listen to. Why don't you join me and sign up to be a son or daughter of Liberty today?
Become a son or daughter of Liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
If you feel you've been lied to, pressured, or misled into buying your timeshare, you have the right to cancel completely. This is Steve Sanchez, and I'd like to introduce you to Wesley Financial Group, the leading top-rated timeshare cancellation company in the country. That's right, no more excessive fees or lifetime commitments that make you feel like you're serving a prison sentence. Founded by CEO Chuck McDowell, a pioneer in the industry, who went into federal court and won against the largest timeshare resort company in the world just to help you get out of your timeshare. Too good to be true? No. Countless testimonials and the highest ratings from the Better Business Bureau make Wesley Financial Group the real deal, and their money-back guarantee they put in writing makes them the Steve Sanchez choice for successfully canceling your timeshare guarantee. To get their free information kit, call 1-800-475-1919. That's 1-800-475-1919, or visit them at timesharecancellations.com. That's 1-800-475-1919.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. There's people talking about what's going on with Walmart right now, friends, saying that they're going to ban handguns and, or, I'm sorry, ammunition and the such, just like that of Dick's Sporting Goods stores. You need to understand, I am so tired of highlighting what our forefathers established in the light of what you're allowing corruption to do today. They're pushing you over the edge, friends, by design. You need to understand that this is happening under the administration where you got a good portion of a whole lot of blind sheep going the same direction, following this administration to their own demise. Okay? Do I get into it? Do I receive more emails of people trying to justify the very administration that promised to make America great again as he continuously strips your God-given rights with your own tax dollars? I'm tired of going down that road with you folks. I'm tired of your emails, to be honest with you. I'm tired of those that have ears and refuse to hear. I'm tired of pointing folks, showing you the fruits of this administration, verifying the fruits of this administration, and still they try to justify it. Why? Because they've made him God. See, in this country, friends, we are the government. We are to take responsibility before God to establish our freedoms in which we have. You know, it's been said by, I believe it was Cicero, however you want to say his name, during the Roman era. He said, if you want peace, then you're going to have to prepare for war. Friends, you have to live that way. You're just going to have to live that way. It's very scriptural. That's why you have an Ephesians 6, starting in verse 12. friends, when you have a breastplate of righteousness, you have your loins girt about with truth, your feet shod with the preparation of the readiness of the gospel of peace, you have the helmet of salvation, you have the sword of the Spirit. Come on. There's a reason for all of this, friends. And furthermore, you just have to ask the question, who delegated this authority to this federal government or any government, state government in this country to strip you of your God-given rights? They can't find it anywhere. And instead of the American people holding it to their politicians, they just blindly follow right along to their own demise, handing over their country when they're gone to their children. And little do they know that their legacy is that they've gone down as the greatest fools known to mankind in 6,000 years concerning the existence of mankind. That's a fact. Okay? I need to get through this, but I did want to highlight that. People are talking about it right now. And it is happening today, friends. Just so you know, it is happening. There's some brand new articles up on sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. It's so unthinkable what's happening right now. And you would think with all these promises concerning this administration that his followers, his worshipers would hold him to it. And what is he doing? He's completely turning on his followers. That's exactly what he's doing, friends. He's turning on his followers in the guise of being for them. That's what he's doing. And that is the definition, friends, of totalitarianism. You need to keep in mind, like I shared with you a couple weeks ago, friends, dictators were loved by the masses, and they were only hated by the few that had eyes to see who they really were and what they really stood for and what they really fell for. Folks, I was talking about Moses and the Ten Commandments on the back of the United States Supreme Court building. I make reference to him all the time. When you read the state preambles, how do they start out? Acknowledging the God of Moses, the Mosaic Institution, common law. And I was just talking about how men will try to justify themselves as to the way that they are. And instead of teaching young people how to judge righteously by taking the board out of their own eye and then judging others according to and by the Spirit of Christ, driving them to the Christ, I'm not the standard. The Word of God is the standard. Jesus Christ is the standard. And it's funny how people come back to me and say, well, Bradley, well, what are you, better than the rest of us? I didn't say that. I just love you more than you love me. That's all, by telling you what the Word does say. Nothing more, nothing less. By this we know that we love the children of God when we love God and keep His commandments. And in keeping His commandments is being the light of the world, which exposes your darkness. Period. Hey folks, don't get angry at me for loving on you more than you love on me. Love tells the truth. It doesn't cover for the devil, just so you know. Tell the truth and shame the devil. That's what love does. I want to finish this up. It's the last segment. Folks, right is right eternally, and it cannot be wrong. You cannot lift up wrong and make it somewhat right. I just exposed those that say that they were born this way. And I just highlighted the fact that, friends, when a man becomes such a liar that he cannot speak the truth, is he thereby exempted from the duty of truthfulness because he cannot tell the truth or help himself? Absolutely not. He's a liar. By the way, that's called perjury. It's a transgression of the ninth commandment, Exodus 20. If your employee owes you a day of labor, is he free from the duty because he has made himself so drunk that he cannot serve you? All of you business owners out there, would that fly with you? Or do you become a little judgmental when one of your employees doesn't show up for work? And then what he does is that I was born this way because I was down at the local pub getting drunk. Are you going to give him a pass? Absolutely not. You're not going to. But they want you to take on this mindset, friend. Is a man free from debt by the fact that he has spent the money and therefore cannot pay it back? Does that work with the banks in the United States of America? No, absolutely not. They'll shut you down. They'll put foreclosure on you, won't they? You'll go bankrupt, won't you? But they want you to take on this mentality that they can't help themselves. They were born this way. No, you need to repent. What you refuse to do is take responsibility, and it's better that you do it now than you end up in hell to find out like the rich man did. That if you will not hear Moses and the prophets, neither will you be persuaded though one rose from the dead. That's why I'm doing what I'm doing right now. Your excuses are going to go to hell with you, friends. There's a whole lot of people in hell that thought their excuses were going to work on Judgment Day, only to find out that the Lord said, no, that was not permissive. If you would have read my word, you would have known the difference. If you would have worked out your own salvation, you would have known the difference. 2 12 and 13, Philippians. John 1:7. Come on. You know, when I watch people, I can gauge people online. And whenever I start to speak the truth, friends, for the most part, that's when people get a little weak in the knees and they go, well, I got to go somewhere. This is boring. Talking about your eternal salvation, we're talking about forever, and you're bored. It's the most important thing that can be told you, and it's the most important thing that can be received on your end, and you're bored. Because you want to be entertained out of your spiritual everlasting life, right? Yep, that's right. To each their own. Hey, friends, is a lustful man free to indulge his passions because he cannot understand the beauty of morality? I mean, after all, he says, I was born this way. Folks, this is dangerous doctrine. In America, the law is a just one, and man is bound by it, though his sin has rendered him incapable of doing so. How's that working out for him? You know, one of the things, too, is I hear people always. I was just out at the Minnesota State Fair last night after the show, and it was the last night there. Friends, I could not believe how many young people and the confusion you could see on these young people, purple hair, red hair, green hair, lime-colored hair, beer in their hands, half in the bag, tattoos. You can read them by looking at their tattoos and how confused they are. And it wasn't just a little here and a little there, friends. It was prevalent at the Minnesota State Fair. These are the kids that are going to be in government and in the churches in the next and up-and-coming generations. You haven't seen anything yet. If you love them, get in their face and love on them in the truth. Oh, you know, God loves me just the way I am. Really, I seen his church sign on the way back today from the State Fair after we unloaded, friends. You know what it said? It said, God loves you exactly how he made you. Well, God didn't make you a sinner, friends. He sent his son, Jesus Christ, to manifest himself to destroy the works of the devil. Matter of fact, that's in 1 John. If you go over to Matthew 1:21, it says that Jesus came into the world to what? Set his people from what? Their sins. To set them free from bondage. Read John 8:36. Okay? God loves me just the way I am. No, brother. Put the Ten Commandments in front of your face and repent and let it drive you, that law, drive you to the foot of the cross. The law detects, grace conquers. The law detects, grace conquers. The law detects, grace conquers. Yep. Oh, you know, we just need the New Testament. Really? Just need the New Testament. Really? How is that working out for you? You know, have you ever watched a documentary where there was two parts and you only watched part two? Well, you had a lot of question marks during part two of the documentary because you didn't watch part one. And understanding the character of God and how the Lord operates through his kids and what he'll do through them. No, just read the New Testament. That's a thing of the past, Bradley. No, it's not. Read the whole counsel of God. To have a false balance is an abomination in the sight of God. Hey, folks, I just want to say this. God loves you enough to get in your face the way that I am right now. Listen and repent.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com. Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.